One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the very haunted Pine Lawn Manor with owner Anthony Christopher. And speaking of your wife, you had said, she said something about another old building. So does that mean you have another old building?
Yeah, we got the
You have a collection, don't you?
Yeah, we got a collection.
Because I saw the Gibson Victorian house. Now, talk about if you were to drive by a house, you would say out loud, that house is haunted.
Well, we can document for a fact that the Gibson house had 34 people that passed away in the Gibson house.
Are you kidding?
Nope. We got documentation with names. Because Shelby, the one that's writing the book, she's got 3 published books out. You know, maybe, later on or something, we can get her in on your podcast and talk about it.
Yeah, too. That would be awesome. I would love that.
But she's documented and she's awesome. I mean, you know, as far as like, her ability to look things up that ain't meant to be found, you know, I mean, some of the stuff has been, this history has been long gone a long time ago and she's able to dig it up, you know? So it's like, she found 34 people that's passed away in that home.
And it also is quite big. Is it in Sumner as well then?
Yeah, it's in Sumner. It's the first nursing home in Sumner.
So what is it with Sumner and these nursing facilities?
I don't know.
Being so haunted, what is up with that?
I don't know.
So the Victorian house, that was also a nursing home too at one time. Wow, I'll be
damned. It also served as a school from 1941 to 1947 when the high school, Sumner High School, burnt down in Sumner.
So is that the one that you bought first?
No, that was the last one. That was the last edition. And it's probably going to be the final edition for quite some time.
To your haunted real estate portfolio?
Yeah, it's going to be It's going to be the last one for quite some time. It's just the upkeep on these buildings is tremendous. The amount of just the upkeep on the grass, the upkeep on the buildings. I mean, you know, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, you're not giving someone 5-star accommodations, but you also have to make it safe for them.
Exactly.
To be in there.
You know, like the Sumner Care Center, we got electricity throughout the building. We got working restrooms. There's like 7 working restrooms in the Sumner Care Center. There's 2 apartments. There are full kitchens, you know, microwave, refrigerator, working, you know, everything works, you know, and everything's supposed to be the way it is. And that stuff's not easy to do, you know, especially in a building that size.
And then you have a regular job, so trying to keep up with all these places.
Yeah, I'm working 6 days a week you know, I get up at 4:30 a.m. and I'm not getting home until 5 o'clock p.m. or even 6 o'clock p.m. And then I've got these buildings, you know, it's like, you know, I love doing it, honestly. I mean, it's a passion for me as far as like the buildings go. So it's not, I don't consider that work, honestly, because I love doing it, but it's still tough on me, you know.
Do you ever find, because I was like watching some of the videos and it seems like a lot of people who have been there and recorded some video or like, this place was so haunted when it came to Pine Lawn Manor. There was one guy, he was walking through it and he's like, this isn't what it was like last night. I'm okay because it's daytime right now. But last night, this place was crazy. And it seemed like every video, I watched 7 or 8 of them, they all were saying the same things.
You know, and that's what I enjoy the most. I want other people's experiences. Like, I know what I experience. But I like to hear that from other people. I mean, that's what it is, to get people in there and experience this location for themselves. This is exactly what you just said. You know, this is the either the most haunted building or in their top tier of buildings, the haunted buildings they've ever stepped foot in. Is that what you took off the video?
Yeah, absolutely. And every one of them that I watched, they all talked about how much activity it had. And they were almost surprised at the level of activity. Seemed to also be common in the videos that I watched.
It's just genuine responses that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, that's what I'm after. You know, I tell people, if nothing happened, tell me nothing happened. If you know, whatever happened, just tell me for what it is. I want, you know what I mean? You know. If this happened, that's great. If it didn't, that's fine too. I just want your genuine response. And their videos, I mean, you know, speaks for itself.
Uh-huh. And have you found a lot of people talking to you once they've done their investigations, like maybe Ed is kind of a common occurrence, or people are picking up on someone, they're describing the same person? Or are you finding a lot of similarities in these stories, or are there some that are even surprising you?
You know, when people conduct their investigations, everybody's different, right? And they bring their own energy into the building.
True.
Everybody's going to get something different. Like, every time they step in, they might hear the steps. Like, that's a common occurrence in Pine Lawn, is like somebody running up on you or walking up on you. You hear the footsteps. You know, you got your common things that happen in Pine Lawn. But it's the, it's the amount of intelligent activity that you get. It's the amount of disembodied voice. I mean, it's just all plays into what these people are picking up, you know? And I think they're thrown off by it, honestly. They go in there and they, you know, respect, because a lot of times you go into haunted locations and you might go all night long and not pick up anything.
Do you
know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. And do you know that, like, from, you know, even back when it was open, do you know when the kind of, at least getting around town, where people were like, Pine Lawn Manor and Sumner Care Center, those places are haunted. Was that kind of something, the town, you know, how people gossip around town?
That was one of the surrounding counties. The guy that ran his tours, he wasn't wanting people to come in and experience Pine Lawn Manor. He wanted to keep it for himself. The guy that was running his tours, he wanted Pine Lawn Manor for himself. Does that make sense?
Like, he didn't want other people to come in?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
He was really, like, he was wanting Pine Lawn Manor to nobody can investigate Pine Lawn Manor but his team. So only thing he done was conduct his haunted tours out of there. And the word got around the how haunted Pine Lawn Manor was and the phenomenon that took place, that all these objects was getting thrown. And at the time, I was like, this is straight BS. And I'm going to find out for myself. It's bull. I want to tell it. I just want to say, you know, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I thought it was straight bullshit. I mean, we're going to be honest about it.
Right.
I mean, I've been to locations and never had that happen.
Why wouldn't you think that? Because it's like he's just making stuff up because nobody else goes in there, so he can say whatever he wants.
He can say whatever the hell he wants, and you can either believe it or not, you know. And I just had the opportunity to go on the tour, and I was like, you know, and I seen that happen. I seen that marble being thrown behind me, and it's been documented ever since I've taken the location over. It's been documented on multiple occasions that that does take place. Like a buddy of mine, he had a bell thrown at him one evening, and he had a bell thrown at him, and I'm trying to get the story 100% correct, obviously, but for some reason, he went back to the house, and when he went out the door, that bell was sitting right there in his doorway. Like,
what?
It materialized from Pine Lawn Manor to the doorway.
See, you know, I've talked over the years about so many different stories like that. Like, you look all over for your keys, and then your keys end up right where you went to
there.
The first time, and now they're back there. So where did they go, and how did they get back? That's like that. Like, how does that happen?
I don't know. I can't explain it. I mean, all I know is it's real. It does happen, and I don't understand how, but it does. And you know, and the guy that ran his tours at a Pine Lawn that wanted to keep Pine Lawn for himself, I mean, I can understand why he did, you know, but... you know, the truth of the matter is, if we can't get people inside of Pine Lawn's doors, you know, it won't be around forever. You know,
right.
you need to patch the roofs. You need to put metal on the roofs. You know, you need to just obtain the locations, you know.
Right, because if you don't, it's just going to, mold's going to take over
and everything's
going to fall apart. Yeah. So did you end up buying it from him, or was he ever an actual owner?
I bought it from the actual owner.
Okay.
I bought it from the actual owner. Because I didn't hide no punches to the guy either. I said, I overpaid for Pine Lawn. I know I did. I bought Pine Lawn because of how haunted Pine Lawn Manor was. I didn't buy Pine Lawn because if I would have just bought Pine Lawn Manor just for the building, I would have lost, you know, considerably, in my opinion. But it's like, I knew this was a special place. I did. I knew this was a real special place. And by you going through and verifying everything, by you watching all the videos that you did with all these teams, and they're verifying what I'm saying, you know?
Right. Well, and there's one thing about it's kind of how people say things too. You know, when the guys are just talking about it, and you can tell they had some kind of experience because you can hear it in their voices. Like, most people aren't that good at actors.
No, most people are not Denzel Washington. No.
No, they are not even kind of. Now,
no,
since Sumner's a little town and you've got these haunted locations in it, is it something that the other people in town are like, oh, those guys over there at Pine Lawn Manor, Anthony and Misty? Or do they kind of embrace it? Because I was talking to someone recently in an episode where she went in and they started giving tours of a hospital and renting it out for paranormal investigations. And it kind of brought the small town back to life.
You know what? Pine Lawn and the Care Center, I don't think the town really cared about what happened to those locations, to be truthfully honest with you. When I obtained the Victorian, I think they've had their eyes on what's going on with the Victorian. Just because the history behind the house, you know.
I want to do a whole episode on that one.
Oh, we can.
Yeah, that would be interesting because I'd love to read the book. And
yeah, whenever you're ready to go again on the Victorian, just let me know. And I got a whole nother stories for that, you know. And that's fairly new to the paranormal world, honestly. We had a couple of tours out there, and people claim, you know, people are stating that when you're in the basement, you see, like, like a light shadow, like a light, because the basement's dark as all get out. It says it started from their waist, and when they turned around, it started from their waist, and it went to the floor. It's like trickling, like a sparkler.
Oh, that's interesting. And also probably no electricity, especially if it's so dark down there.
Well, we actually have electricity in the Victorian.
Okay. One thing I noticed on your page, which I thought was a really cool idea, is the 2025 haunted road trip.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, anybody who's listening to this show is interested in the paranormal. So I'm always like, just plan your vacations accordingly. Like, I talked to another location in Illinois not that long ago. And now all of a sudden the name of it escapes me, but it will come back to me in a minute. But there's so many haunted locations in Illinois, in Iowa, that whole area, in Indiana. Yeah.
And so each location is special, though. I mean, each location has its, you know, like, special. That's why I created the Haunted Road Trip. I mean, you know.
Which I think's a great idea.
You know, you got Randolph County Infirmary. That's another great location. I've had great experience, paranormal experiences out there as well, you know. I've had great experience, you know, and there's a couple other locations like Whispers Estates. I mean, you know, go in there and talk to Dr. John. You got, you know, the guy that, he was the doctor out of the home. Or if you're familiar with that. There's a couple locations I haven't actually been to, and that's the Beale Manor and the Bel Air House out of Ohio. And I want to get over there, and I know the guys. I've been talking to the guys. They're on the haunted road trip. Carlo is the gentleman that owns the Beale Manor out of Ohio. And Bel Air House, his name is Dan. So great guys. Recommend checking those guys out as well, you know. Randolph County Infirmary, Whispers Estates, and Monroe House, the infamous Monroe House.
And it's just a cool idea. You could just take a road trip and visit as many as those locations as you want to.
Yeah, so what the ideal is people attend five locations, and we're going to hold the event in October at Pine Lawn Manor and the Care Center, and we're going to give some giveaways on the equipment and the people that attended the locations. And they document their experience, you know, their trips on the Haunted Road Trip page on Facebook.
I think it's just a great idea. And I hadn't seen anybody do anything quite like that. Because I'm always talking about haunted road trips, like you could hit this town, then go to that town, and this and this. You've got it all planned out. It's like, here are the choices.
If you're a particular paranormal team and you're within this area, or even not even within this area, and you want to plan in like a haunted road trip vacation, you know, why not attend these locations that's on the haunted road trip? And at the end of the year, we'll hold an event for you guys, you know.
Now, to do paranormal investigations, are you doing them at each of the locations you have? Can people sign up for investigations?
Yeah, they can. They can get on the Haunted Pine Lawn Manor and Care Center.
And then do you have information about the other locations as well there?
Yep. And the you can get on the Gibson Victorian. That's got a separate Facebook page. Then Haunted Road Trip. That also has a separate Facebook page. You guys can get on and follow. You know, and if you guys, the people that's going to be listening to this podcast, I mean, if you guys can get on to those Facebook pages and share it, like it, and follow mm-hmm. it, that goes tremendously further than what you can understand. I mean, as far as helping the locations.
Do you have people do like the Pine Lawn and the Sumner Care Center at the same night, or do they usually do it differently? Because they're just so close.
I think once you get to Sumner, once you get to Pine Lawn Manor and the Sumner Care Center, you underestimate how big these buildings actually are. So people just wind up, you know, you get both the buildings in one, you know, and it's like they don't have, basically one night's not enough time to investigate both buildings.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's where I'm coming into play right here with people like investigating. When they come to the Pine Lawn and the Sumner Care Center, they normally spend most of their time in one particular building or the other. And they're like, man, we didn't even get over to Pine Lawn, or we didn't get over to the Sumner Care Center, you know? And it's like, we just had to come back.
You know, I just find it so interesting because especially on our ghost story show, we have so many ghost stories from care centers, from rehabs, from hospitals, nursing homes. So when you look at these buildings, it's like, well, of course they'd be haunted. I'm look, because I just pulled up the care center in front of me here. And it looks like your basic nursing facility that's now empty. But I get why it would have activity in it.
Yeah. So what, with the Sumner Care Center, you had the regular nursing home patients on one wing, and the on the other side of the wing with the metal doors, you'd have to be there to see it. But that's the dementia patients in the Sumner Care Center.
Which makes sense because they tend to wander and you need to keep them safe.
Yep. So they kept the metal doors closed so the dementia patients wouldn't mess with the regular nursing home patients.
Because I'm thumbing through some pictures right now. The pictures are pretty cool. It looks pretty creepy.
Yeah, when you go in there at night, it's totally different. It's totally different. I mean, it's even, I don't want to say intimidating, but it kind of is, honestly, especially by yourself. Because you just don't, I mean, seriously, I mean, you, like I said, like the disembodied voices never get old. So it's like, what are you hearing? Are you hearing something like a paranormal or are you on the prowl for like a human being right now? You know what I mean?
And if you're the only one in there and you're hearing somebody talking.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's so interesting. Both locations look fantastic. Yeah, it's such an interesting conversation because I came across it on Facebook, Pine Lawn Manor, and I took one picture, look at the pictures. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's haunted. Oh, my gosh. It's so interesting. But I love this idea of the haunted road trip, too. So get all that information. I can put some links up on the show notes. So wherever you listen to this podcast, just check that out. And so we'll circle back and do an episode on the Victorian.
Yeah, if you want to, we can set something up and we'll definitely talk about the Victorian. And I got something else I haven't even mentioned to you that we're affiliated with now that we'll speak of that on the next
podcast. I was going to say, do you want to save that for another day? Are you just going to leave that out there? Okay.
Yeah, we'll save that for the next podcast, but it's going to be, let's just say it's, we're affiliated with them now and awesome. We're running, their location as far as paranormal goes, and it's definitely going to be something to be talked about on the next podcast.
Well, Anthony, thank you so much for taking the time to chat about this. It was a great conversation.
I appreciate you having me on your podcast and, talking about Pine Lawn Manor and the Sumner Care Center, even the Victorian and the haunted road trip. And hey, I appreciate your time as well.
And that wraps up our conversation about the very haunted Pine Lawn Manor with owner Anthony Christopher. For more information, just search Haunted Pine Lawn Manor and Rehab Center on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.